When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
I decided that, you know, right now
you're speaking in podcast voice. Are you podcast recording right
this
now?
This is podcast recording right now. So.
Fucking yes! You're in podcast voice. Okay, yes, carry on. I'll let me amend myself accordingly.
So I thought, fuck, this stupid COVID thing, like, we're not going to know when the end of this motherfucker is. And so, you know, I'm working on the great podcast, All the President's Minutes, and obviously Travis is working on Increment Vice, and you and I've got to get my finger out for us to get our lovely Josie and the Podcats out. But I feel like everyone's feeling like they miss their friends and like they want some kind of connection. And so I thought, what could I do that would help us maintain a stronger connection than this sort of abstract recording of a podcast of stuff that was happening? So I thought I would do a daily podcast called...
You would do a what podcast?
A daily podcast.
Okay.
And it would be called Con-ten-gen. So...
I hate you.
And I thought it would just be 10 minutes, a tight 10, I reached out to one of my friends and asked them how they were and what the fuck was going on in their world. Thanks to the great man Garth Franklin at Dark Horizons, I've got my finger on the pulse of the most popular movie stories of the day. And I could give that a bit of a shout out and just basically check in and like actually keep us engaged with the world that is going to continue after the end of this. But I thought, like, let's just do that in a tight 10 and no more than 10 minutes. So
I think that is a beautiful sentiment. You are a much nicer person than I am. My first response was, no, Blake, not another podcast. No, do 5 less podcasts, but it's a great idea. It's a wonderful sentiment, and I'm honored to be on it.
Well, look, I'm so grateful that you are, and thank you so much for unexpectedly being the very, very first guest on the podcast. And I also,
I fucking knew you were up to something, man. I knew it when you sent me that text. You're like, can we pod tonight? I'm like, what's the topic? And you're like, it's gonna be a surprise. I was like, oh no, has he got like Vampire Academy on here? He's doing a Vampire Academy pod, or like, what's the go? This is better though.
So between 9 and 10 PM Sydney time every single night, a new podcast is gonna pop up in the One Heat Minute Productions feed. It's going to be called Contagion, because obviously Contagion has a special place in my heart as
mine.
And of course yours, right? For, you know, the website Graffiti with Punctuation, which is named after a line from there. It is, you know, one of Soderbergh's great movies. He was a great master storyteller, but it feels like this is the story of our time. And I know we're time poor and I know it's shit, but this is just my way that I'm going to check in with all the people that I love and all those great film people. You, obviously, I check in probably more than any person like throughout the day, week, multiple times a day, even as far as like I was asleep with my son the other night because he was having a bad night and I accidentally like pocket dialed Maria, so she just heard my son and I snoring together for 10 minutes. No. Like it was the fucking Ring.
let me describe it, please, because you're really not doing it justice. It's 1:45 a.m. in the morning. I have just landed back in Melbourne after the final leg of Supernova Tour, which for international listeners is like our sort of version of Comic-Con. And it's kind of, you know, basically the last big event that's going to be held in the country now for fuck knows how long. The last half of the day was cancelled because, you know, gatherings of X number of people, blah, blah, blah. Gets the airport, vibes weird, everything's weird, the whole feeling's weird, and fucking get the bus home, get the car home after that, finally end of the house, it's 1:30, I'm feeling like shit, I'm real tired, it's been a very strange week, or it's been a very strange fortnight, and then I'm in the shower and I had to get the phone call, and I can like kind of just see through the glass of the shower and like over my tits that it's like, it's Blake's number, and I'm like, it's fucking like 1:45 in the morning. What is he calling me for? And I was like, fuck. My first thing was like, fuck, I hope like wife Sam is okay. I hope the kids are okay. That's my first thought. Is I'm like, the only reason he'd be calling me at this hour is like something's gone wrong with family. And I was like, no, actually, this motherfucker's up at weird hours. He might be doing like a Skype chat with Michael Mann or something. And been like, hey, I just want to talk to you about like this tweet I saw on this TikTok or whatever. And so I was like, oh, man, I'll get to it. I'll call him back. And so I'm calling him back at 1:45 in the morning. And as I'm calling him back, I get a little message saying that I have a voicemail. And I was like, so I hang up the phone because it rings out. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. My voicemail goes for 7 minutes long. And the sound is basically like the ring. It's like fucking horrific. And I'm just like, oh, my God, what is going on? I went to bed so uncomfortable. So uneasy. I already sleep with a baseball bat behind my bed, but I was like, "This, I might actually have to use it." Like, I was freaked the fuck out. And then the next day, I get a text from Blake being all like, "Hey, what's up? Are you okay? Why'd you call me so late?" I was like, "Not far away. You call me so late."
Listen, we're all delirious in COVID-19. I've got to get you the fuck off the phone because this is a tight 10. But thank you so much for being the very first guest, and expect a future call in the next week or so. I want your COVID recommendations. I obviously can steal them because we share the same Netflix account and Stan accounts, and so I know what's currently on your lists. Wait. Sometimes I go, why the fuck is that? Oh, Maria. So I know what's on your lists. So I'll be calling you back. Thank you for being my special first unexpected guest to contend, Jen.
Okay, I'm so honored, and I'm never, ever going to pronounce the title of this right. So I'm just going to avoid saying it. So, yeah, what an honor. I can't wait to be in people's audio ears and comforting them at this strange time through an act of your kindness and definitely not mine.
Look, it's mutual kindness. Big love. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The top three news stories of the day brought to you by DarkHorizons.com are Universal going premium VOD. So as you might have heard, cinemas around the world are shutting down, some in just for a couple of weeks, some for an indeterminate amount of time. And the push has always been, what is going to happen if the theaters shut down? How are films going to be released? And Universal is the first studio to kick off a premium video on demand model, meaning that films that would normally have been released in the cinemas are actually going to be available on video on demand services like Apple, Vudu in the States and other things. And essentially what's going to be happening is there's going to be a retail price of $19.99 for a 48-hour rental for big movies. Movies such as Trolls World Tour, Invisible Man, Emma and The Hunt, and They're looking to be sort of on par to be the same price in international markets. We're going to find out more. The second biggest story of the day is that COVID-19 is not only affecting cinemas, but it's affecting stars. And so the first star in the wake of this cavalcade of news has been Tom Hanks. But as recently as today, Idris Elba has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and sent out a message on Twitter speaking directly to his fans about being in contact with someone who was tested. He's currently in isolation at the moment, isolation with everyone except for his immediate family. His wife is about to be tested, and Olga Kurylenko, who is famously from a Bond, the worst of the Daniel Craig Bond films, but also from Terrence Malick's To the Wonder,
she is has also been diagnosed today. So we've got a couple more stars of infected with COVID-19 and responding directly to her fans. It's probably going to be something that we're going to be continuing to see. And finally, it's so funny that in the midst of this controversy that the Zack Snyder stands out there, the folks who are super duper keen for all things release the Snyder Cut are seemingly ravenous about the news that Eisenberg would like to revisit Lex Luthor. That's right, Jesse Eisenberg, who got to play Lex Luthor in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and then kind of didn't really do anything else except for the terrible cutscene of Justice League. But he is around, and he's definitely wanted to revisit Lex Luthor. So I don't know if that's a priority, but we'll definitely talk some more. This has been Content Gen. We're going to catch you tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel. Still going from our bunkers in isolation. Much love to you all. Safety to you all. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.